You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Welcome to another Wicked Riff Wednesday, Episode 5, Grunge's Greatest Riff. That's what we're going to be talking about today, so stick around. But first, got to do a little podcast business. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Please check back often for more great podcasts like Wicked Riff Wednesday and Bluesy Tuesday and the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Those are all there. When you see them, share them around. Let your friends know about it. This is how we keep great rock alive. Speaking of keeping great rock alive, if you're really serious about it, you really want to take it up a notch, take it to the next level, I encourage you to join my inner circle. Go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. And you can be instrumental in keeping great guitar rock alive and well. You get access to exclusive video, exclusive music, and exclusive conversation interaction. And you get to hang out live with me here at the circus. Like right now, I've got Miss Becky Auer, Pittsburgh $6 Million Woman, hanging out with us, watching us live here on Facebook. So if you like doing stuff like that, you like being part of the show, you can go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle and become a real rock and roller like Becky Auer. Okay, guys, let's talk about it. Let's get into it today. Before we do that, I got to say hi to my good friend Chris Thunderwolf. Thanks for Chris for hanging out. Let's get into it today, guys. What is the greatest riff of grunge? Grunge's greatest moment, I believe, in terms of guitar riffs, is not, despite what a lot of people would say, a lot of people might say, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Smells Like Teen Spirit is an iconic riff. Man in the Box, iconic riff, amazing riff. But I believe the riff that really kind of brought the whole thing together, that really said there's something new, but there's still something old here too, there's something classic here too, is Soundgarden's Outshine. Now we're going to go ahead. All right, we got a guitar sound there. We're going to go ahead and review the riff in case you guys forgot how amazing it is. Okay, that is it. Let's talk a little wee bit about the musicality of it. I told you guys in the past these podcasts aren't going to be too musically technical. I just want to give you a little bit of, maybe a little bit of music knowledge you maybe not have had before for those of you that don't actually play guitar. A couple of cool things about this. First of all, it is super easy to play. I think in many ways Outshined could be the next, that generation's Smoke on the Water. Could easily, I taught it to many kids when I taught guitar lessons. It's very easy to play and it's super badass. In many ways, it's kind of like a slowed down Smoke on the Water. Same idea, two notes per string, grinding rhythm, super heavy, except there's no John Lord on keyboards. Soundgarden didn't have a keyboard player, but just absolutely killer riff, thick, heavy, fat. Let's go ahead and discuss a little wee bit about the song itself. And a little bit about the history of the song. It came out on their third studio album, Bad Motorfinger, which is, what can you say about that? That's a great album title. It was the second single, I believe, released in 1991, written by Chris Cornell. It was written, for those of you music types there, in the key of D major and C natural minor. If you want to get technical, it's like a D mixolydian sort of thing. The verses are in 7/4 time. Okay, so again, this takes, a lot of people who say, grunge wasn't that sophisticated, it was, cheesemo music. It was really, dumbed down from the music of the 80s. Well, this is a song that was not. 7/4 time is not the typical kind of thing you would expect from that era of music. In fact, this harkens back a little bit more to like the Led Zeppelin sort of songwriting approach in many ways, with the sort of mixed meter or odd meter kind of thing. They did it again in the song Spoon Man, which came out on the next record. Now, not to take anything away from the follow-up album, which really brought out, like, they had big radio hits, but this is the song that really broke them, that really got them rock, it got people, really brought them to people's really brought them to the public consciousness. The video was really amazing. It showed what real rock and rollers they really, really were. The song also has one of grunge's and probably rock's most iconic lyrics, which is the lyric, "I'm looking California and feeling Minnesota." And Cornell says he never wrote a lot of autobiographical stuff, but he said one of the first times I remember writing something personal was on tour. I was feeling really freaky and down. I looked in the mirror and was wearing a red T-shirt, some baggy tennis shorts, and remember thinking as bummed out as I felt, I looked like some stupid beach kid. And then it came up with the line, "I'm looking California and feeling Minnesota," for the song Outshined. And as soon as I wrote it down, I thought it was the dumbest thing. But after the record came out, we went on tour. Everybody would be screaming along with it. So in a sense, the rest is history. Okay. So in this sort of offhanded moment where he was kind of feeling dumb about himself, he comes up with one of the most iconic lines in all of rock and roll. It is a great riff, easy to play, super fun to play, super heavy. In that riff, I hear Black Sabbath. I hear hearkening back to Iron Man. Like I said, I hear a little bit of Smoke on the Water, some of Zeppelin's more grooving, driving type stuff. So it's all there, and it's a great marriage of the two worlds. It's a great way to announce that, hey, there's something new, but it's not so new that you're not going to understand it. If you're a fan of great guitar rock, we have something for you. And as much as there's some great riffs from that era, Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots, there are tons that we could talk about. Outshined is the absolute number one riff of grunge, in my opinion. What do you think? Please leave a comment. Those of you that are going to catch this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comments below. I'd love to talk to you about it. And if you have some ideas for Wicked Riff Wednesday in the future, please hit me up and let me know. You are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You can go to ludinirockandrollcircus.com for more Ludini stuff. Cool merchandise and everything like that. And if you want to become a real rock and roller, you want to get on the behind the scenes stuff, you want access to exclusive video, exclusive music, go to loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Guys, thanks so much hanging out with me tonight. My name is Lou Lombardi, and I'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.